We've got a lot of calls, haven't we? Over the last week particular, a lot of calls on same-sex marriage. There are people who feel very strongly about this from all positions on the spectrum. Yesterday, we had the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, giving the best indication yet. He will allow a conscience vote on same-sex marriage. Conscience vote, free vote, different definitions of that. But he remains personally opposed to broadening the Marriage Act. He has acknowledged that momentum for change within the community and within his party and could mean a vote would occur at some point. He's made it clear it should be owned by the Parliament, not any political party. And wary of the view, we talked about this earlier, that by doing what he did, Bill Shorten, in talking about his private members bill, he was trying to claim some ownership of all of this. Yep. And he had upset quite a few people on both sides of politics who'd been trying to move quietly on this. So now Tony Abbott has stepped in. There is this indication that coalition members might be given a free vote on the matter. Parliamentary vote unlikely before August. The numbers are believed to be quite tight. One advocate of a gay marriage estimated yesterday there was just one vote in it. The latest MP to switch to what is described as the Yes camp is the North Queensland Liberal National Party MP, Ewan Jones. He's long struggled with this question. He's one of the MPs who's got to meet his constituents in the street, who will talk to him about which way he is going to go both ways. So for MPs, it's really quite a thing, this. This is something they will be asked about in the streets. They will be having to debate with their constituents, and there'll be people who won't be happy with what they do. Ewan Jones is saying he made up his mind after asking himself the question, what would Jesus do? Let's find out a bit more. He's on the line. Mr. Jones, good morning.
Good morning, boys. I've got the whisper for you as well. I've got a whisper for you.
Oh, very good.
You better give us that first.
Well, after Monday night Q&A, Bill Shorten came in and did tampon tax. After Tuesday night, where gay marriage was raised, he came in and did gay marriage. Last night, Queensland won the State of Origin. I reckon he's going to come in and say, so the first question will be about State of Origin.
You think is that predictable, is he?
Whatever is popular, whatever he thinks will get him out there, that's what he'll do.
What you're reflecting is, I think, a pretty widespread view within the Parliament that by doing what he did on Monday when he talked about this private members bill, he undercut what was a fairly generous and broad attempt to deal with this in a bipartisan way.
Well, I think guys like Warren Inch were really, really upset about this, so that he would just go and blurt it out like that. I think it has been brewing, and I think ideas and positions have been crystallised since the Irish vote. I think it's something that you've had to go through, and I think to come out and try and get political ground on it is just going to harden people's opinions. We need to just be a little bit circumspect about this and just step back and think about what is right.
Ewan, can we just get to how you've struggled with this question about gay marriage for some time? Now, a lot of people opposed to it use the Bible as proof that, the Bible says homosexuality, it's against homosexuality, and most leading religions have stated that. Yet you say that Jesus would probably support same-sex marriage.
Well, not necessarily say that. My wife always says to me, whenever I'm stuck with in the horns of a dilemma, my wife says, uses the analogy of what would Jesus do? Because at the end of the day, you know what's right and wrong. And Jesus knows what's right and wrong. And whenever I'm called about this, whenever I'm speaking to people about this, I take the devil's advocate position. So if someone's saying they're violently for it and that sort of thing, I say, look, get your whole family involved. Get your whole family to say yes, and then start on your street, and then your workplace, and see how you go with that. Because I agree. I think the numbers are a lot tighter than they think. But when people say that this should never happen, I say, you may live next door to two young fellows. One's a solicitor, the other one's a chippy. They're good neighbours, they're nice and quiet. You don't have no idea how many bedrooms in which they sleep. I just think at the end of the day, in 2010, we took a very firm position in the lead up to the election that said there would be no change to the Marriage Act. And that's why I voted that way, because I think you must do as much as you can to sit there and say what you say before an election should mean something after an election.
What do you think your constituents would say? What do you think they believe in?
Well, I think it'll end up costing me votes, to be quite honest. If I was thinking about that and I was asked that question this morning, I think it'll end up costing me votes, because I believe the difference between what I get in my electorate is that you get a lot of cut and paste emails in favour. Yep. Of change, but the people who come to you saying there should be no change, it is heartfelt emails and serious emails written by them. There is no cut and paste. I'm not doing this to be electorally popular. If I could take the coward's way out, I'd just abandon the and squib the Marriage Act entirely and just leave it all to common law. That would be my preferred position. But I think you've just got to... This is one of those moments where you've just got to sit there and say what is right.
What do you think about this idea of a conscience vote? Do we elect MPs and then send them to Parliament and expect them to have a conscience vote? Or should you just be simply reflecting what your electorate thinks?
Well, being a backbencher in the Liberal Party, you know, I sit in the Liberal Party room, we have a conscience vote on everything. I can exercise my conscience on everything with no retribution. What Tony is saying is that the Cabinet, anyone who accepts an office, must hold the party line. With this one here, I think he's doing the common sense thing, and he said it clearly before the 2013 election that we should do that. Look, I ran an auction centre in Townsville before I was elected, and it turned out that I had three lesbians and one gay guy working for me. I had no idea about any of them. And I think, you know, and that's what I get down to. You know, we have no idea who's going and who's not.
Yeah. Just drill in a bit more on what you said about Jesus, because a lot of people interpret the Bible. So a Christian comes to you and says, the Bible says this is wrong, and you would say that what would Jesus do about this?
I use the analogy of what would Jesus do as to what is right and wrong. My problem with the Bible is you can get the Bible to say anything you want. We can smash our children's heads in with rocks.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you can't hide behind the Bible.
I'm interested because Jesus said nothing about homosexuality. It came in the later books of the New Testament.
Right.
And it's only a few references, isn't it?
But I think more than anything, I'm not deeply religious, but I think we're basically a Christian country with those basic Ten Commandments and that sort of thing are what we live our lives in. I just think that when it comes down for if you can base your life around Jesus, not a bad way to live your life. And I think above all else, Jesus did what was right. I mean, he cast the merchants out of the temple, and he helped sick people, and he did what was right. And I think, at the end of the day, this isn't anyone's business other than those who are actually involved. I have stated that what we must do is protect religious organisations, any religious organisation that chooses not to, because you should be able to say a polite no thank you, and there can never be this thing of taking them to the High Court about abuse of the human rights and that sort of thing, because if that happens, I'll be really dark about it. But there's no reason not to vote for this.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want narcs going along to the local church that they've never been to saying, I want to get married here. When you can get, because if the law's changed and you can go and get married somewhere else, well, go and get married somewhere else.
Yeah, and same as a marriage celebrant. If a marriage celebrant is not comfortable with doing it and they want them to do it,
find someone else.
Find someone else. So Krusty Heron on the aisle, he'll marry anybody.
Yep.
Krusty Heron will marry anybody. He's great at it. But but my part, the pastor in one of my churches is against this. Some of my religious organisations have said we're against this, and they're very worried about being challenged, because it happened in the UK, and they said there's a portion of the population who will use this as an attack on churches, an attack on organised religion.
Have you got your crash helmet on now after having done this?
I think it'll cost me votes, and I think the broad thing. Townsville's a very good place.
Yep.
We have a very strong and very happy gay population, but we have but one of the things I've worried about, and this one of the things I've really struggled with, is the older people who see this as a fabric of society and what they stand for, and I've really struggled with how you can sit down and speak to someone in their 80s or 90s and that sort of thing, they see it as a not a Sodom and Gomorrah moment, but they see it as a breakdown of our society.
Yep.
And the big thing to say here is there's no right or wrong in this. There's no right or wrong. There's just your own opinion. So Corey Bernardi is every bit as right as I am in this, or Wyatt Roy is in this.
Ewan, do you reckon out there, we've got to go because we're short for time, but do you reckon people out there are really talking about this issue?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's an issue that's being debated among parliamentarians and the media.
Yeah.
but I don't think in the general public of Australia.
Well, I spend a fair bit of time in public bars, mate. No one comes up to me with that.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ewan.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Ewan Jones, he's the Liberal MP for Herbert. As you heard there, it's based around Townsville in Queensland. So what he's done, as he said, is going to cost him votes. He said also it's not being talked about in the bars, but it is an issue. And I'm very impressed by him. I'm very impressed by what he's had to say.